The conference was geared towards sensitizing and creating awareness amongst practitioners on the critical link between regulation and safety. It was also to develop a framework for monitoring and enforcing relevant regulations and facilitate networking among practitioners. Professor Karali said civil engineers play a critical role in the development efforts of the country, and it is imperative that practitioners do a lot more in terms of quality of output and overall performance. He noted the need for the Ghana Institution of Engineers to establish auditing systems that will help to prevent mistakes before they happen, and such systems must run through the project design and implementation periods to ensure responsibilities and professional ethics.
It is my submission that the regulation of civil engineering profession cannot be achieved in isolation. Delivery of infrastructure and services is a multidisciplinary affair, and therefore regulation should cut across all our professions in the value chain and interact to achieve the desired output. That any break in the value chain affects the final product quality. Let us therefore aim to work in a collaborative and all-inclusive manner with our professions to ensure that the value chain and the regulations that are related will be great success.
The president of the Ghana Institution of Engineers, Carlin Buchet, said if the country is to achieve a transformation from small-scale commercial operations to an industrial hub in the sub-region, it would require rapid transformation in its infrastructure. She said this transformation can only be realized with the involvement of engineering practitioners who are skilled and properly guided by appropriate regulations to deliver reliable, safe, and quality infrastructure. Madame Buchet said, the time has come for practitioners to work towards self-regulating their practice in the interest of the public.